Blog Talk Radio.
How I got over, how did I make it over? You know my soul back in wonder, how did I make it over? How I made it over, going on over all these years. You know my soul back and wonder, how did I make it over? Tell me how we got over, Lord. Had a mighty hard time coming over. My soul look back and wonder, how did we make it over? Tell me how we got over, Lord. I've been falling and rising all these years, but you know my soul look back and wonder, how did I make it over? But soon as I can see Jesus,
yes,
the man that died for me, man that led
me. Man, how I made it over. Glory be to God. She said, my soul looks back and wonder how I made it over. You know, some of us can say the same thing. God's even brought us up from so such a long way, picked us up, turned us around, and placed our feet on solid ground. Sometimes we can look back, and our soul wonders how we made it over. And I just thank and I praise God for that. First, I'd like to give honor to God, to His Son, Jesus Christ, to each and every one that's on here with us today. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. Thanking and praising God for blessing me, waking me up this morning, keeping me in a safe and sound mind. Thanking and praising God for blessing me that always keep a mind that stay on Him. Thanking and praising God for just blessing me as I travel up and down the dangerous highway. Thanking and praising God for blessing me on yesterday. I lost my phone at Walmart. And you know, we have such a good God. Glory be to God. I just thank and I praise God that the people brought the phone back to the service desk and I was able to get my phone back rather than try to buy another iPhone. So I just thank and I praise God and ask you to just pray my strength in the Lord on today. Brother D, are you on? Okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay, open us up with a word of prayer.
Yes. Glad to. Good evening, my family. As always, we're glad to have you guys back with us. Tisa, open with a word of prayer. You all know I'm a little slow. And then when I close my phone, I got to open it up and get it off mute, so it takes me a minute. I want to ask the family if they would just close their ears, open their ears, and give God your heart, and let's pray that the Lord will come in. For He said, if one or two or three assemble, He'll be in the midst. And I truly believe that we have three here today, if no one else.
Amen.
Now, I haven't heard Him say it, but I'm 100% sure my brother and sister Fan is out there, so I know we got two or three. Amen?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Father God, we come before You this evening. So we want to tell You thank You for how You have blessed us. We thank You for how You keep us and how You have kept us, Lord, all through this day. Father, we want to tell You thank You for putting on Brother Dog's heart to set aside this time that we may be able to tell someone about a man called Jesus. We need to show someone how to get them a relationship with the Lord according to Your word. And we just say yes, and we thank you, Lord. Father, we ask that you could not only just bless us, Lord, we ask that you bless the service that we're about to embark upon. We pray that you touch the speaker, knowing that whatever she may say, that it will come from E66, and we're just dumb enough to believe that your word is true. For you said in your word, let my word be true, and every man be of a lie. And I promise you, Lord Jesus, we believe in it. We believe in it. We're leaning and depending upon you right now. So we ask that you look upon the sick and the shedding. Bless those that are sick. Bless those that can't do for themselves. Those that don't have anyone to look after them. Those that don't know where the next meal coming from, or just don't know which way to turn. Someone, Father, lights got turned off this morning. Someone, gas is not burning today. Someone just don't have a roof to put over their head. But we know you as a way maker and a mind regulator. And we asking you, Father, touch right now. Heal in a mighty, powerful way. Father God, we're preparing to leave this weekend. We all are preparing to go south. We ask, Father, that you bless these highways and byways, not after we get on, but before we get there. We're not asking you to meet us at the track, Father. We ask you to beat us to the track, that you would wave your hands around, let your angels rest through and abide around, that no hurt, harm, or danger may come our way. We know you can, Father. We know you're able, and we trust and lean and believe it in your word. Father, just heal right now. Touch those that don't know how to pray for themselves. Some that don't know where they're going or coming. Some want to come to you, but they're afraid someone may laugh at them. Someone may say something that would probably turn them away from you, Lord. But we just know that in their heart, they want to come home. They want to be like the prodigal son. They know straight away, but they want to find their way back home. Father, touch them right now. In a way that only you can. We ask that you bless my wife, Father. Touch her body as she go through. Father, we already trusting and believing it that the healing has already taken place. For you said in your word, we have not because we ask not. And we're asking for healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we're trusting and believing in you right now. Father, bless them a minute. We ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Every heart say amen. 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 And we thank God for Jesus.
Amen. 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 Truly. Yes. Truly. Yes. I thank God for Brother D and that beautiful prayer. Our Bible tells us the men ought to pray and not to faint. And I just think and I praise God for that prayer. He also prayed a prayer of healing on his wife. And then I heard him say, I believe it's already done. You know, and I thank God for that. But when we pray, we should always believe that God has already did it. It's already done. And I just thank and I praise God for that because he's so merciful. He is absolutely everything that we need. And I thank God for I believe that he is and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him.
Yes.
See, that's the thing. Glory be to God. We got to diligently, not half-heartedly, but with everything that's in us, we got to diligently seek him. We got to let God know, Lord, I need you. Glory be to God. Because we can't do this thing by ourselves. We cannot make it on this earth without God. And I thank and I praise God for that. I thank and I praise God. I was talking to my girlfriend today. She said, I told my daughter she needs to start praying. And she said, well, I don't know how to pray. I said, well, honey, you go back and tell her the Lord's Prayer. That prayer is fitting for every day of your life. It's fitting for everything that you want. Glory be to God. It is fitting for your healing, your daily bread. Glory be to God. When Jesus gave that prayer to the disciples and to us, hallelujah, Jesus, he prayed in a way that our every need will be asked of the Father. Glory be to God. So when we say we don't know how to pray, we need to read our Bible. And even if you don't want to say the Lord's Prayer, which I love, I say it every night when I lay down. That is my nightly prayer. But even if you don't know anything but Lord, have mercy. That's a prayer in itself. Glory be to God. So I thank God for this time on today. We're going to talk a little bit from the 19th chapter of Psalms. Psalms 19 verses 1 through 7. I'm going to read it and then we're going to talk on it. Psalms 19 verses 1 through 7. And I'm repeating that because I know sometimes it's a few of us want to get our Bible and go along and read with us. And that way you know what I'm reading is indeed the Word of God. Psalms 19, verses 1 through 7. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth the handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their word to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And just for a little thought, and I did get this from the Bible, and in all of my reading, I cannot tell you why, I was too busy writing it down so I wouldn't forget. So we're going to talk on God's revelation of himself to humanity. God's revelation of himself to humanity. See, God wants us to know him, and God is only him can give a revelation of himself. Man can talk, but the word of God is true. And there is no other word, no other name under heaven, glory be to God, that can give revelation of his self. God wants man to know what he has done and is still doing for man. God does this because he loved man. He made man out of his image for his glory. Now, if God make us for his glory, what is wrong with us that we can't glorify him? Glory be to God. We don't show God glory like we should. We don't even call upon God when we're in a crowd. I don't care where I am. I'm going to thank God. I'm going to call upon him. When I went back to Walmart to pick up my phone, that lady gave me my phone. I said, Lord, I thank you. Because it was God who touched the heart of the person who found the phone to turn it in. And I truly thank God. Okay. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Genesis 1 and 16, God spoke to the elements. I'm listening at this. Oh, glory be to God. I read this about 2 or 3 days ago, and I just couldn't shake it. Listen to me, the element. You know, our Bible tells us if we don't praise God, the rocks will praise us. See, God is showing in his message right now how the element is obedient to him. Genesis verses 1 and 6, God spoke to the elements, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the waters from the water. Okay, what was God talking about when he said, let there be a firmament? Glory be to God. The firmament is the separation, the space between heaven and the earth. Glory be to God. Now, when you think about it, Genesis 1 and 2 says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. See, God didn't need nobody to help him. All it took was his word. Glory be to God. The firmament, the space between the earth and heaven, God separated the waters. Now you think about the waters, glory be to God. Now the Bible said that the earth, glory be to God, was without form, void, and it was dark, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The earth was full of water. There was no dry land when the Lord God looked upon the face of the deep. When he looked upon the earth, glory be to God, because he was looking for a place to put man, glory, hallelujah, that he made, he created man for his glory, and he made him out of his own image. When God stepped out and looked upon the face of the earth, all he saw was water, and it was dark. Glory be to God. And our Bible tells us that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Just think about it, the Spirit. We know that God is a Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that he is a spirit. And in his decision to make man, he had to find a place for me. And when he looked up on the face of the earth, hallelujah, Jesus, the earth was the only planet out there in the universe that was fit for man to live. Glory, hallelujah. The earth wasn't full of gases and all the other stuff that's pertaining to the things that are unlivable for man. Glory, hallelujah. So God separated the waters from the water. Now, when you think about the waters from the waters, look at how God did it. He made rivers. He made seas. He made oceans. He made all these ponds. He made springs. He made all of this to contain the water that was left on the earth. But then part of the water went to heaven. It's in the heavens. When it rains, the water comes down. Glory be to God. It is not just the little water. Think about the floods that hit New York sometimes. Think about the floods that hit places overseas. Glory be to God. This rain comes from heaven. This water comes from above. And only God could separate water from water. Glory be to God. For man to be able to live on this earth, God had to make a place for them. It was his will. This was him showing his relationship that he had planned to have for me. Glory, hallelujah. So he separated the waters from the water. Glory, hallelujah. And he put them in places where they could be contained. Now you think about the amount of water. Just imagine this big round earth was full of water. Look at the lake and the ocean. Look at Niagara Falls and all of that water. Look at Lake Michigan. Look at Lake Erie, Lake Huron, Lake Superior. Look at all of these places where God contained the water so that man, glory, thank you, Jesus, glory, hallelujah, so that man would be able to survive and able to live on this earth. How many of us, glory, hallelujah, look around us, hey, glory, and realize and think about what God did just so that man could live and enjoy this earth. This earth was not made for all the evil and all the hell that go on in this earth that man stir up. This earth was made so that man could enjoy earth for a little while. Hey, glory. Before he go and be with the Father for eternity. This earth was made so we could enjoy the land that flows with milk and honey. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we don't take time sometimes just to think about the thing that God has done for us. We don't take time to say, Lord, I thank you for giving me a place to live, for giving me a place to walk, for creating me so I can see your beauty. Glory be to God. Hey, glory. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show his handiwork. Glory be to God, God's handiwork. And you know the good thing about God, he didn't have to lift a finger. All he had to do was tell the water to separate and get in your place. Glory be to God. This is how the elements, hallelujah, Jesus, obey the word of God. The elements obey God more so than man that he loves. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is how much God loves man. This is the relationship that God has with humanity. And we are too hard-hearted to look around and see the beauty that God has set before us. We are too hard-hearted to even take time and meditate on how God cleaned up this earth, separated the water so that man could live on this earth. Glory, hallelujah. The only thing that we focus on is what we can have, but we have excluded the Almighty God, the God that made heaven and earth, the God that created man, the God that said, I am Alpha and I am Omega. I am the beginning and I am the end. I am the first, and I am the last. God let us know in his speaking to us through his word who he is. And you still got people that don't understand that there is a God. You still got people that's wearing their backs and sticking their chest out. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. We have got to get ourselves together and get a relationship with God. Day unto day, uttereth speak, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. Each and every day speaks about God. The sun come out and look at the world that you live in. This part of the world, of the United States, the United States itself, it is fully. When it is, when the sun comes out, everybody feel the glory of the sun. Glory, hallelujah. God put the sun in the sky. The sun had a job to do. See, the element, hallelujah, heard God's word when he put the sun in the sky. The sun knew that his job was to come out. Hallelujah. So that man could have daylight. Not only that man could have daylight, but man could feel the warmth of God's love for us. Glory be to God. The sun heat up the earth. Just enough to keep us warm and cozy. I know we complain and say, oh, it's too hot today. Oh, glory be to God. But brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Hell is going to be hotter than that. Glory, hallelujah. The elements obey God. And the moon, he hung to give us light at night, not so bright that is day, but enough light so that we can see where we going. Hallelujah. Just enough light that we can lay down in our bed and rest peacefully. This is the handiwork of God. He took the element. He used the element that he spoke into existence to hug man, to keep man cozy. Hallelujah, Jesus. And not only that, see, the sun comes out in the wintertime too. But see, the winter has to come to kill off all the bugs and things that would destroy the crop so that man could have something to eat, so that man can plant. He made the winter to kill off the bugs that kills the crop. This is how much the elements obey God. Glory be to God. Each day. Glory, hallelujah. Speaks about God. The sun that warms you. The birds that sing to you. The rivers of streaming water that cools you all. The wind that blows. Glory be to God. When God speaks to these elements, the elements sustain man so that man can live comfortably on this earth. Glory be to God. The night showeth knowledge. God placed the moon and the stars in the sky. Oh, glory be to God. Look at those beautiful stars that light up, especially when you're in a town that don't have all those lights. You cannot help but look up and smile and see the beauty of God's handiwork. Stars. So many, you can't count them. But you look at them and you find all the shapes, the big devil, the little devil, Galileo. You see all of that. That is the work of the Almighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus, because he loved man. The moon gives us light to see at night. And the stars speak of God's beautiful handiwork. Who can look at the stars and not see the beauty of the work of God's hand? How can you look up there and not see the beauty of the work of God's hand? The knowledge of the night let us know it's time to rest, and day and night revolve. It revives, so when it's day here, it's night overseas somewhere. And look at the handiwork of God. Look how meticulous God is. When the sun is here, it's night somewhere else. It's day here, it's evening somewhere else. Somewhere else is morning. Who can have the element to rotate on an axis like that and cover the whole universe? Nobody but the Almighty, powerful, the one and only, loving, strong God. Nobody can do that. And this cycle takes place every day. It repeats itself so that man can live. Each next day is a new day. Each next night is a new night. Even though it repeats itself, it is still a day that we have not seen, a day that was not promised to us, but the grace of our Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, bless us to be able to see another day. God wants us to understand how much he loved us. God wants to have a relationship with us, is brothers and sisters. We don't want to have a relationship with God. Don't you know? When we turn our backs on God, we are putting ourselves in grave danger. What if God decides to call you, take you from the face of this earth? while you call yourself out there enjoying yourself, being disobedient to God. Don't you know God loves us so much that he gives us chance after chance after chance? Don't you know the sun, the moon, the stars, even the waters are obedient to God that will eventually be burned and melted? Even the water is going to be licked up because it's going to be burned and the earth's going to be burnt up. The rocks, the mountains, the sun, the moon, even the water is obedient to God. What God tells it to do, that's what it does. When the Lord tells the wind to blow, the wind blows. But when he says, stand still, it stops. Think about it. When Jesus was on the boat and the wind was contrary, the wind was splashing and the boat was in such a way that it was about to turn over, and the disciples was afraid for their very life. But look at Jesus laying down in the pitcher, sleeping comfortably and peacefully, because he is God. He knew that the wind, the waves wouldn't do no more, couldn't do no more than he allowed it. Our Bible said he said to the wind and the waves, the storm, he said, peace, be still. Look at God. Look at the relationship he was having with man, his disciple, and immediately the water got still. The ocean stood still. The wind calmed. The rain stopped. I'm talking about the God that we serve, the God that we all need a relationship with, so that he will do the things that we ask him to do. When we ask God to heal, if we're living in the way that we need to be and trust and believe God, then that person will be healed if they have faith in you and in God. If a person don't have faith, just don't even bother to pray for them. If they don't have faith in you, then you can't heal. But if they have faith, they can be healed. And we have got to have faith in ourselves. Glory, hallelujah. We got to have faith in ourselves and faith in God, and to believe that he is God, and beside him there is no other God. And I'm talking about today how the elements are so obedient to God. What's wrong with man? Why can't we obey God's will? Why can't we obey his word? Why can't we obey his way? Glory be to God. Verse 4 says, their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun. Glory be to God. Listen, the sun speaks to us every day when it shines its glorious light, so that we can see where we're going, so we can feel the beauty of his warmness on our body. The sun is giving out God's message to us so that we can see, we can read God's word, we can eat, we can love. We can't do all of this if the sun didn't shine, for the sun is the ruler over day. We couldn't do it if the sun didn't shine. We wouldn't live if the sun didn't shine. Don't you know the sun puts vitamins in your body and gives you vitamin D? Have you noticed in the wintertime, it looks like sometimes the winter is so long and we get tired. We get weary. We just get so worn down that we don't want to do anything. But the second the sun begins to shine and the heat from that sun reach our body, glory be to God, then we begin to feel better. We want to get up. We want to go out. We want to enjoy the day. The heavens and the sky give testimony about God day and night. The sun in its strength appears daily and reaches everywhere. Brothers and sisters, this is proof that God exists. Anyone on this line that don't believe that God is, that he exists, that he made you and I, pick up your Bible and read. Get on your knees and talk to the Almighty God. Ask him to show himself to you. He won't show himself as in the form of actually looking at him, but he will put himself in your light, and he will show himself, and you will be amazed at the difference in you. We serve that kind of God. The sun, verse 5, which is as a bridegroom cometh out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man runs a race. The sun is like a man that's going to meet bride, excited, joyous, happy, because he is marrying his bride. That is how God is with us. God wants to be excited. We are his bride. He is our bridegroom. We should be excited to meet him. Glory be to God. That's how he wants us to feel about him, because he loves us. He don't need us. He wants us. He wants to have such a relationship with us that people will see the Spirit of God that lives in us. That's how much he loves. In our last verse, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, excuse me, making wise the simple. That was verse number 7. The law of the Lord is perfect. Glory be to God. It gives us strength. The commandment of the Lord are trustworthy, It gives wisdom to those who lack it. And you know, some of us have so much book sense that we have no common sense, which is wisdom. The law of the Lord is right, and those who obey them are happy. The commandments of the Lord are just and give understanding to the mind. The law of the Lord converts the soul. Glory be to God. Romans 8:14, 16, 17, 18. 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. As many that are led by the Spirit of God. Those are the ones that receive God's Spirit. He says they are sons of God. 16 says the Spirit itself bears witness, our spirit, that we are the children of God. Glory be to God. And if children, well, let me back up. Let me do the commentary on that 16. As long as people cling to selfish desires and exclude God, they are unable to experience the relationship that he intends for them. But those who respond to the Spirit are led into an intimate relationship, one of the Father and child. Glory be to God. See, God wants a relationship with us. We got to want a relationship with God. Because if we don't have a relationship with God, we can't experience the things that God wants us to experience. We cannot go out and tell people about God if we don't have any type of relationship with him. For if we have a relationship with God, brothers and sisters, believe me when I tell you, he will walk with you. He will talk with you. He will love on you. He will direct your path. He will let you know when danger is coming, and he will guide you into safety. Glory. Hallelujah. Got to have a relationship with God so that we will experience these things. Glory, hallelujah. Then verse 16 says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him. Glory, hallelujah. It is God's will that we go back once we leave this earth, go back from which we came, and that was from God that we came, and to God that we should want to return. The spirit man that is in us, the ones that do the will of God, the one that is obedient to him, the one that loves him, the one that wants to follow him, the one that wants to be with him will be glorified with him. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Now, part B, in Psalms 19, the testimony of the Lord is sure. Now, scripture is representation of the testimony of the Lord. It contains God's outspoken witness to man. Now, we all know that the Bible was written by inspiration that God gave to man. For man could not have written this Bible without God. Glory, hallelujah. See, the world began before Moses. But guess who wrote the first 5 books in the Bible? Moses. And he was not even, God hadn't placed him on this earth yet. But it was written by inspiration of God. In order to be able to write like that, you've got to be humble and hear and believe everything that God says. The Bible speaks frankly, openly, and directly. God don't beat around the bush for us. He tell us and he give it to us plain so that we will be saved and want to be saved. Glory. The word, absolutely reliable, trustworthy, unwavering, and incapable of being moved. You can't move the word. You can't take the word and put it somewhere else because God is an unmovable God. And when everything is passed away, God will still remain. God is eternity. When this heaven and earth pass away, God will still live on. Don't we want to live on the Psalms 19:7c, and I'm getting ready to close, but this Psalms just resonated with my spirit when I read it, because we don't take time to look back at what God has done and is doing and will always do for man. Psalms 19:7c says, making wise the simple. The simple is one easily impressed and will go in a way the wind blows. Children of God, meet the simple and give them the word of God, then the simple will be able to take in and understand the word of God. Because the word of God is trustworthy and it makes wise the simple. That's why we have to get the word out to everyone we meet. Whether they smart, wise, or simple, we have to get that word out. Glory be to God. And I don't know about you, but my soul is feeling pretty good right now to be able to say to you, brothers and sisters, God wants you to have that revelation about him because he gave it to you to understand and to bask in his glory. We should learn to meditate on God. Glory be to God. And let God work with us. Let God talk with us. Glory be to God. Because he loves you. I don't care how bad you think you are. God can change you. He made you. He know all about you. He knows your inside and your out. He knows your coming, your going, and where you're going, when you're going, and how you're going. There is nothing that God do not know. That relationship. Study God's handiwork. praise him and thank him for what he has done for us. Now, I'm going to take this time, oh, glory be to God, and I'm going to open up the floor. Anybody have a testimony? Just want to thank God for his goodness? Just want to say, Lord, I love you. Say, Lord, I need you. Don't be ashamed, because God is not ashamed of you. Glory be to God. So we're going to take this time, and we're going to open up the floor for anybody who have anything that they want to say. Just hold your hand. Glory be to God, and we will recognize you.
No hands up, Sister Mary.
Amen. Amen. Truly, I thank God for this day, and I thank God for his blood. Father God, right now in the name of your son, Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time that we were able to spend with you. Father God, we thank you for just reiterating your handiwork, helping us to acknowledge and understand the obedience of the elements. Father God, we just thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for blessing us to see another day. And Father God, we just ask you to continue to bless the sick, the needy, the homeless, the poor, Father God, even the rich. Father God, bless your people all over the world. Bless your people, Father God, that they will get to know you, Father God, and they will come to you, Father God, by the pardon of their sins, Father God, wanting to be saved. Father God, and I ask you to just continue to watch over us. Bless the bereaved family, Father God. Give them the peace, Father God, to deal with the passing of their loved ones, Lord. Father God, go into the hospital room, Father. Father God, someone needs you, Father God. Bless the doctors. Give them more wisdom and knowledge and understanding that they know how to treat your people, God. Oh, Father God, we know you are able. Father God, and we ask you to bless Brother D and the ones that's going to the race on this weekend, Father God. Father God, lead, put your love and protective arms around them, Father God. Father God, cover them in the blood of Jesus. Give your angels charge concerning them that they can go enjoy themselves, Father God, and go back home safely, Father God. Lord, we know you're evil, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, whatever the problem, Father God, with Brother D's wife, touch and heal her right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know what's wrong, Father God. You know what she needs, Father God. And we know you to be a healer, Father. Father God, we know you will heal. Father God, and I trust and I believe everything that you say. Father God, and we ask you to bless the services that come forth on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and I think on Mondays on this station, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless Brother Dog as he continue, Father God, to put it out there, Father God, and make it possible for us to give your word to somebody. Father God, and we thank you for your people, for each and every one that came out tonight, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, to hear the word, Father God. Father God, bless them right now, Father God, that the word, Father God, will go down, Father God, to the marrow of their bones, Father God, that they can receive, Father God, the word, Father God, and be able to say, Lord, I thank you for saving me. Father God, and we ask you to continue, Lord, to bless Brother Dog, Father God. Father God, bless this coming and bless this going. Open up his wisdom, knowledge, understanding through your word, Father God, that he not only Father God, will open a way for us to give the word to the people, Father God, but to everyone he meets, he can tell somebody about Jesus. Father God, and he can join us, Father God, on hallelujah, this broadcast, Father God, giving the word, Father God. Glory be to God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, and we know we can't do anything without you. Oh, glory be to God, to God. Hallelujah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be accessible in your sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And thank God. We just thank God once again for each and every one that came out today. We thank God for this Wednesday night. And in the way of announcement, glory be to God. Join us again on next Wednesday night for our time for reflection. Same time, same channel. As always, God has a word for you. And on next Tuesday night, Brother D, it is his hour of prayer. I'm sorry, gospel hour.
It's gospel hour.
Brother D, if you're there, you go ahead with your announcement.
Amen. We want to ask peace and we want to thank each and every one that came out today. We may not know your name or title by title, but we know if you're here, you're here to hear the word. And we just said thank you for coming. Appreciate your fellowship with us. As always, we want to invite you back, if it's the Lord's will, to tune in Tuesday at the Gospel Hour to hear another word from what thus say the Lord. Not what I say or not what she say, but what the Lord say. Amen?
Amen. Give your day and your time, brother.
Yes. Tuesday at the same appointed time, 5:00 Central Time. Amen.
Amen.
And as always, we want to invite you guys, if you can't wait like I can't, you can tune in Monday at 5:00. And Thursday at 5:00 Central Time for God's plan. We're trying to pack the service. We're trying to do just what the Bible said to you. We want the word to go forth throughout all nations.
Amen.
No man can
Amen.
Say he didn't have a chance to hear it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We thank Brother D for those announcements. And one thing he said is so true. He made an announcement for God's plan along with his and Brother Dahl's show on Monday, along with his show, because God's word must go out. It must. Jesus walked this earth 33 long years telling the people about the Father, and we have to keep it going. Tell people about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. And I just thank God for this time. I tell you, my soul feels pretty good right now. I thank God for
God
in this past. Yes.
We want to thank you for always taking out of your we want to thank you for taking out of your time for coming out here giving the word like this here. Like I said, people, they are listening, but whether they hit the one button, I don't know why, but they are listening. So that's a good thing. We thank you for just taking out of your time every week for doing it, Sister Mary. We thank you also.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Dog. And at this time, we're going to turn it back into the hands of Brother Dog.
Okay. Okay. All right, Sister Mary. Thank you. I got it. I got a lot of noise out here, guys. So, Sister Mary, thank you, and have a God bless day.
All right, thank you. You blessed as well. Bye-bye, all everyone.
All right, thank you.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Okay, if anybody got anything, hit the one button. I'm out here in this cold out here in the doggone racetrack. It's chilly out here, boy. I'm telling y'all, if you got them grudge races and stuff, well, it's 7:05, and it's cold already. So if you got a doggone race after 8:00, you might be in trouble. All right, guys, if y'all got a little something you want to talk about a bit here, I'll keep the lines open. Hit the one button. Where y'all at there? Where y'all at? It's hard for me to see out here. I'm out in the damn cold. Anybody going to sit there? Now I play some music on you now. You know, I play a song on you. I'm looking down the line. Let me see. I ain't got no help tonight. All right. Daddy boy. Well, yeah, Daddy boy. As soon as I turn it off, Daddy boy, he called me. Dog, why you cutting the show off so early? I didn't cut it off early. Anybody was saying that. Anybody got any announcements? Anything they want to talk about? Don't forget this weekend, we'll be down at Trick or Treat. I was out there trying to slip up on something for Trick or Treat, though. I might get tricked myself instead of Trick or Treat. I don't see wit. I don't wheelchair nobody. Miss Gina, how you doing out there? I seen Miss Gina out there. I ain't seen Emily. I ain't seen Emily in a while. I'm about to let them know. Every time things going good, we don't see them. Brother Fan out there, as usual. Sister Gina. I don't see Sister Emily, though. She's been kind of absent here lately. When something happens, they be hollering, oh, Lord, help me. I got you. All right. He cares to the care. All right, guys. I'm just mumbling right now. Anybody got nothing? You know me. Today is Wednesday and it's cold. It's 7 o'clock cold. And y'all got them races. You know, everything tingle over here. Anybody listen? Civil Service over here testing his Mustang over here tonight. So with that being said, then Lowrider will be out in the twilight year. All right, guys. I'm out of here.